This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Belarusian authorities have released hundreds of people detained amid demonstrations contesting the result of the presidential election in an attempt to quell public anger against a brutal crackdown on peaceful protest. The releases came hours after Belarus's top law enforcement official apologized on state television for the indiscriminate use of force by police. The apologies and the release of detainees follow 5 days of massive protests in which crowds of demonstrators swarmed the streets to contest the vote results and demand an end to the 26-year rule of President Alexander Lukashenko. Nearly 7,000 people have been detained and hundreds injured in the clampdown on demonstrators. The U.S.'s top infectious disease expert is urging school districts developing their plans for reopening for the new academic year to offer as many outdoor activities as possible, from classes to recess and lunchtime. Dr. Anthony Fauci heads the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He said in his Facebook live chat with Democratic Governor Gina Raimondo that windows should remain open and students should wear their mask while riding on school buses. Raimondo on Wednesday delayed the start of school in Rhode Island from August 31st to September 4th as virus cases continue to rise in that state and elsewhere. Globally, there are approximately 753,000 deaths from COVID-19, with more than 167,000 of them in the United States. More than 104,000 of them are in Brazil. The number of global infections is quickly moving toward 21 million, with just three countries, the U.S., Brazil, and India, making up at least half the global figure. Find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News.